Growing up Australian with an Indonesian background, I was exposed to a set of unique experiences that have, over time, led me to question certain things about my identity. How should I navigate the world? How do I, as a culturally diverse individual, find my way within the Western society that I grew up in? Within this reflection, I realized I was not alone. There's a certain invisible, all-encompassing guidebook that we, children of immigrants, seem to adhere to. Think of it as a collective of shared common experiences that we all stumble upon throughout our lifetimes. One such lifetime belongs to my good friend Jake, a Filipino-Australian-born artist currently residing in Sydney. This is his story. Jake's story begins with a struggling fluency in his mother tongue, Tagalog, and the separation that it brings when interacting with his own culture.
In high school, one of the groups was just like a whole bunch of Filipino people. And so when I would go to their houses, like the mum or the dad or something will come in and they'll ask everybody as a group, ask you in Filipino, not in English, if you're hungry or like if you want food or some other question, if you want something to drink, you know, do you want a Coke? And I remember always just being like, just not knowing what they're saying.
Now, this may seem like an odd start to a story, but for many of us, this is where it all began. Imagine if somebody random came up to you and started speaking to you in a foreign language, expecting you to understand. How would you feel?
I could obviously say to them, like, oh, like, sorry, I only speak English. But, like, it felt more normal to turn to a friend and say, what is she saying? If I was the only, like, wasn't the only one who didn't know, then that's fine. But because I was the only one who didn't know, it was kind of just like...
It was like Jake was invisible. Shut out in a room full of people he knew, a room full of his own culture, Jake was an outsider. Except he was looking from within. I asked Jake if he felt any shame or perhaps discomfort in his lack of native fluency.
It kind of depends on my mood. Like, sometimes if I'm in a mood, then I'm kind of just like, leave me alone. I'm not just Filipino. But then sometimes it's just like a, sorry, I disappointed. But anytime there's a question about it, I'm just like, I don't really know anything. I guess when people just like, I've been like, oh yeah, I've holiday there, what's it like? And I'm like, I don't know what it's like. Why do you assume I know what it's like?
And it was at this point that I realized Jake was right. You see, people often assume that we've been to our home countries because we look the part. But we're Australian, and it's also normal, or it should be normal, to assume that we've never been anywhere else but here.
You know what's wild is that I've trained myself to... Like, when people ask if I'm Filipino, whether they're, like, white or they're non-white, if they find that I'm Filipino, the way I automatically respond is, I'm Filipino, but I was born and raised here. And I've only been once and I was 8, so I don't really remember anything.
That entire statement is Jake's rehearsed answer should somebody come up to him and ask him where he's from. And truth be told, this reality is the same for pretty much most of us. We grow up anticipating these questions about our otherness. Answering that we're Australian is, oftentimes, simply not enough. So how did Jake cope with this feeling of otherness? Well...
Because I was a quiet kid with good grades for a while. And then I was just an Asian nerd, you know? So then I would misbehave and get in trouble with the other kids. And I was having fun, but then when they would call your parents and you'd just be like, well, shit, I'm an Asian nerd again.
And that's the thing. When you act out as a teenager in a Western society, it is quite normal. In fact, it's actually accepted. They say kids will be kids. But the phrase kids will be kids doesn't really apply to us because, to our parents, it just simply isn't good enough. You see, our parents didn't grow up with a good school system like the one we have in Australia. And that's why they flew across the ocean in the hopes that their children may have a better life. When all is said and done, Jake, like many of us, feels like he belongs neither here nor there. Not Asian enough for his own culture, and not Australian enough for the society he grew up in. So, how would Jake describe his identity today?
I always find it a little difficult to articulate my life and my upbringing and my attitude to life when I'm doing my, like, artist bios and my, like, artist statements. I get a bit more confused now trying to distinguish what is my Asian culture and what is my Australian culture, like where different behaviors come from, because you can't tell until you know better. Like, I'm comfortable with where my identity is at the moment, but there's just so much floating.
And so Jake comfortably floats on, carving out a narrative of his own in a ceaseless journey of discovery, piecing together his life's puzzle for the right, exact fit. And so shall we. So shall we all.